is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I want to hear from you if you are this soldier. We regularly discuss gambling issues on this programme. We talk to people who spend their lives in bookie shops and use online gambling apps and everything else. But there is another type of gambling addiction in Ireland that never gets talked about. People who are addicted to doing the lottery. If someone does the lotto twice a week, every week, and maybe does the Euro Millions twice a week, every week, are they a gambling addict in denial? Is it possible to become addicted to doing the lottery? This message came in to us last night, and it's from Tanya. And Tanya writes, "Hi, Dublin Talks. Why do people not think that doing the lottery is gambling? My husband has done it twice a week for over 10 years, sometimes more, and never, ever misses it. At first, I really didn't see the harm in it, but in the last couple of years, he starts to lose the plot if he forgets to do it or can't do it for any reason. Over the weekend, he forgot to buy his tickets because we were out at a friend's birthday, and when he realised, he got really angry, shouting at me and storming out of the house. His reaction was so over the top, it actually scared me. He told me that he needs to do it every week, and I'm now actually worried for his health. We're not flushed with cash, and the fact that I couldn't ever ask him to stop playing the lotto every week scares me. When I told a friend, she laughed it off, saying that doing the lotto isn't gambling. But it is. Why do people not take it as seriously as betting in the bookies or on apps? It does my head in. Am I alone in this? Might make a discussion," says Tanya. And I want to have a discussion about this. About people who literally can't go a week without doing the lotto. Who, when they go on a two-week holiday, will buy their lottery tickets in advance, because you can do that, before they go away. If you are that person, I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. I'm joined on the line by Sean from Gamblers Anonymous. Sean, you've you have seen this before, and it can become a problem.
It can become a problem. Yes, we have people in Gamblers Anonymous in the meetings that we're addicted to just the lottery, and we're addicted to the scratch cards.
Now, how do you know? OK, this lady's talking about her husband. She's with him 10 years. And during the whole 10 years that she's known him, he has always done the lottery twice a week, every week, sometimes more. How do you know when it's become a problem as opposed to maybe a habit?
When the fun goes out of it, when he's angry because he didn't do it, that's what happened to me with the gambling. It's not the money you lose. It's the change of the mood swings. The highs and the lows. But when you're doing the lottery, you're going to have the high of expecting to win, and then you have the disappointment of not winning, so now you have the loss. And that's
but we all kind of know when we're doing, we all know when we're doing the lottery for, you know, a couple of million, the chances of us winning are fairly slim. We know we're not going to win, don't we?
Well, most people, when they do it, are hoping they'll win. Otherwise, why would they do it?
Yeah, no, I suppose we like the thought that we're going to win. So how would I know? You're saying if he's getting angry for forgetting to do it and all of that, that's when it's starting to become a problem.
When you're spending money that you can't afford, gambling is a problem. When somebody is going in and collecting their dole money and then spending it all, or they get their wages on Thursday or Friday and they're spending it all on either scratch cards or the lottery or whatever their gambling issue is, that's a problem.
And that's when you have to realise, she says in her message, we're not exactly flush with cash, which means, yeah, I assume they struggle from time to time for a few bob. You're saying that's how you know you've got a problem.
That's how you know you have a problem. If you're gambling what you can't afford, that's when gambling is a problem.
So have you known of people at Gamblers Anonymous who come along and profess the fact that their issue is that they play the lottery too much?
We've had people in Gamblers Anonymous, and I can't give too many details. But
Who have
taken out financial loans, because when the lotto got to a certain size, they reckoned they had the numbers or the right pool of numbers, and they would invest 4 and 5 figure sums in the lottery. That's a problem.
That certainly sounds like a problem, all right. Now, I'm not sure if this guy, as per the message, is the same, but he lost the plot of the weekend because he didn't get a chance or didn't get to do his lottery. That caused him a major issue.
Yeah, and the thing there would be, he'd go mad. If his numbers came up and he hadn't do the lotto, there'd have been World War II in his home.
Mm.
Or even if four or five of his numbers came up. And that's the whole thing about a compulsive gambler. The excitement of wanting to win and then the disappointment of losing. And that's why Jack got angry. And most addicts will do that. Most addicts will do that. It's the personality change that happens from compulsive gambling. It's not about the money I lost. It's the behaviour and the things I did and the lies I told. And that's the whole package that goes with it.
That's when it becomes a major issue. All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed. Sean is from Gamblers Anonymous. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. Are you someone like Tanya's husband who literally cannot go a week without doing the lottery? Or maybe you have a complete scratch card addiction or whatever. Call me right now on 6797981. We got this message. I worked in a well-known retailer. Several times a day, elderly ladies would spend over €50 a day on lotto tickets, scratch cards and everything else. And those elderly ladies probably don't think they have a gambling issue. Are you that soldier? Call me right now on 6797981. JD, you're on 98FM. How are you, JD?
Good morning, lads. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, JD. Tell me about your mate.
Yeah, my mate, he does the lotto on a Wednesday and a Saturday. £8 a night. He does the...
Sorry, how much? £8?
Yeah, £8 a night each night.
Okay.
He does the Wednesdays, the Tuesday and the Friday, the Euro Millions. Another £8 a night. And then he does the daily lottos twice a day. £8 a night. £8 a day.
Oh, wait, so hang on. Whoa, that's fairly serious. So 16...
Yeah, and also does numbers in the bookies every day.
That's a bit of a problem. So he does the Daily Millions. You see, I always forget about that one, actually. The Daily Millions is the draw every day.
2 o'clock and 9 o'clock every day.
Sorry, it's twice a day every day?
Yeah, 2 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right, you just dedicated.
He does that. He does the same numbers, can't, and if he misses it, he just gets the height of it. It was actually in the height of it. So I know he has a problem, but he doesn't listen to us.
Okay, so he spends £16 a day, and then on top of that, he'll do £8 for the lotto on Wednesday and Saturday, and he'll do another £8 for the Euro Millions on Tuesday and Friday. So some days he's spending like £24.
Easy. What do you reckon is 150 a week?
And has he ever won anything?
No. Yeah, I think he got £500 or £400 or something one day. That's all. But he's just addicted. He has this thing in his head that his numbers will come out. His numbers will, and that's hopefully one day to do for him.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy, you know.
But he obviously doesn't see that he's got a problem.
No, but he doesn't see it, but when if he misses it, he gets angry. Like the last caller said there, the wife said about the husband.
Yeah.
If he misses it, he gets very, very angry. Cracked. We were at weddings and all, and he said, "Oh, it's near the shop. Have to do me that. Have to do me that." You know, when he goes away on holidays, he does it constantly before he goes away.
Okay, stay there for a second. Are you somebody who's got it that bad? You see, a lot of people, like this lady says in her message, and I think this is true, don't really see doing the lottery as gambling. They see it as being something a little bit different than actual gambling. Call me right now on 6797981, text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Jay, you're on 98FM. How are you, Jay?
How are you, Adrian? All good.
Now, Jay, you and your colleagues are involved in a syndicate.
Every Tuesday and Friday, yes.
Okay, for the Euro Millions.
Euro Millions, yes.
Right. And obviously when you see like a win, like we had a couple of weeks ago for the family in the Knoll or wherever they were from, all around that area, you think, okay, there is a hope, there is a chance. That could have been us,
yeah.
Is there somebody who is totally responsible for the syndicate, who is the one that makes sure that they put it on?
Well, I just go around and ask the lads. I put a little poster up and saying anyone wants to join the lotto, it's worth 75 million this week, just give me a shout.
And, okay, so you look after that?
Yes.
Right. And would you make sure that you never miss it?
Oh, we never missed it since I started in the job. Never missed it. No.
And what would happen if you forgot about it?
Oh, no comment, Adrian.
this is the point I'm making, that if imagine this situation, that you forgot to put it on, and then the numbers come up.
No, see, Adrian, we don't do the numbers. We just do quick picks.
Oh, right. So there's no predicted numbers.
No.
Okay, so you wouldn't know straight away if you'd won.
No.
You'd have to check the numbers.
Yeah.
But you never miss it.
Never miss it. No, never miss it. Tuesday and Friday, every week.
And you don't bother with the Irish lotto, no?
But there's some people in the job that when it's, say, 10 million or 15 million, they won't join. But when it's 120 million, oh, yeah, can we join in? Yeah.
And you don't have any rules about that, no?
No.
Once you pay up this week, you're in?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And if you don't pay up this week, you're not in. And you'd be fairly sick then if they, you see, this is where I used to be involved in a syndicate thing. And I was, I'd always make sure I didn't miss it because I'd be afraid in my life that if I did miss it, that'd be the week that the syndicate wins.
True.
Because obviously you've more chance of winning if you're in a syndicate because you're buying more valuable tickets, aren't you?
Well, some week it's €25, some week it's €35.
Right, and so that all depends on how many people are... So how much do they have to pay each? A fiver, is it?
No, €2 each.
Oh, €2, okay. So that, yeah, which euro. Is not a lot. And on average, how many people are taking part in it?
Well, it depends. It could have 12, could have 15.
So do you keep... on the off chance that you ever won, will you know, say, tomorrow, how many people have taken part and who they are? Do you take their names down?
Yeah. I take the names down, yeah, and who paid me and who didn't pay me, yeah.
Right, okay, so you're as clear as crystal. If you were to win, you know exactly...
I know who won, yeah.
Yeah. Right, so the ones who didn't bother giving you the money, tough.
Sorry, hard luck. Show you next time.
Right, but it hasn't happened yet.
No. Well, the most we won was, what, 20, €24 was the most we won so far.
And what do you do with that? Do you spread? Do you give everyone €2 each or do you keep
it? Oh, well, it goes into the next one.
So then the next draw, you're going to put more money into it?
Exactly. That could be €50 now for the next draw.
So how long are you doing it now?
Ooh.
You said you're doing it since you started in the job. How long ago is that?
Nearly 8 months, 9 months now.
Right. Eight or 9 months. So much on average are you spending?
About €30 a week, say.
About €30 a week. And we'll say you're in the job for 40 weeks. So that's £1,200 and you got a return to €24.
Well, you got the offer.
But it's not an awful lot.
And who
was it? Your idea when you started in the job?
It was indeed, yeah.
And everyone was in. Yeah. It was mad into it.
And he just jumped on board. Yeah, too. So what was you getting for £2 today?
Absolutely nothing. Not even a cup of coffee.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, good man, Jay. Thanks very much. 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the program on 0877 98 98 98. We're talking about the lotto, and people who are strung out on it, basically, who, like Tanya's husband, lost the plot over the weekend because he missed Saturday's lottery draw. He forgot to get a ticket and he lost the plot. And he does the same numbers week after week. So he would know if his numbers came out. Now, if you're somebody who's used to doing the lottery every single week, how sick would you be if your numbers were actually drawn and you see them there in front of your eyes and you go, uh-oh. So I think that's how it becomes a habit, that people have to do it week after week. Now, Ali, you work in a bookies, and something we actually spoke about a couple of weeks ago on the programme is about people betting on the lotto in the bookies.
Yeah.
And you see big money being spent on it.
Easily €400-500 going on to a lotto's 5-7 slips a day. You'd see them 3-4 times coming in down lotto.
So... Yeah, you see, this is where it's slightly different. I always reckon if somebody is doing the lotto in a bookies, that's more of a problem, or maybe I'm wrong about this, more of a problem than somebody who just goes into their newsagent and buys a ticket.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Even though I know the chances of winning are probably a little bit higher, because they pay out on lesser amounts of numbers and whatever. But you see people spending a bloody fortune on the lotto in the bookies.
Yeah, every Monday, Tuesday, Euro lottos, Saturdays, Fridays, big money. And it's mostly elderly people.
It's mostly, and in fact, somebody texted that in a while ago, that she works in a supermarket and always sees elderly people are the ones that spend a fortune on scratch cards.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And if you go out to like places that have slot machines, it seems to be all older people as well. I've always wondered what that's all about. All right, I work in a German supermarket and all the staff give me €2 on Tuesday and €2 on Friday. So you're talking €35 each time. Are we addicted to gambling? Asks Jay. I wonder about that. Ali, have you ever told anybody they're gambling too much on the lotto?
Yeah, some people we do. We'd say, like, you want to decrease it, bring it down a little bit, but we're not allowed to refuse. If they want to spend that, they're allowed to spend that.
You're not going to be the one to stop them?
No.
All right, and let me read out a couple of your messages before we wrap this up. I believe it's gambling, all right. You're betting on the numbers. I knew a lady who spent €48 every week for 8 years and never won a cent. Not a washer in 8 years. And then another one. That was that lady that was just on there a second ago. And a load of people actually texting in. The people who are addicted to scratch cards are the elderly. Just look at a winning streak every week and you will see them there every week, week in, week out, week in, week out. All right, thanks very much indeed for all of your calls. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. That's it from us for today. We're back with you again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. If you want to get in contact with us, send us an email right now to dublintalks@98fm.com. dublintalks@98fm.com. If you want to get in contact with Gamblers Anonymous, if you've been affected by the issues we're talking about, their number in Dublin is 872-1133.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.